Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the importance of praising the Lord, the need to not trust in earthly things, the everlasting nature of God, and the uplifting power of praise. Today's Bible passage is from Psalm 146, verses 2 to 4. Praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. Sing praise to my God while I live. Put no trust in princes, in children of Adam, powerless to save, who breathing his last returns to the earth. That day all his planning comes to nothing. That's Psalm 146, verses 2 to 4.
Wow, isn't it amazing to think about all the incredible things that God has created? It's truly awe-inspiring to see the majestic ways in which he operates. And you know what's even more mind-blowing? His unfathomable love for us, especially for those of us who have found ourselves in a relationship with Jesus Christ. Can you believe it? We are children of God, and that fills my heart with so much gratitude. Just take a moment to let that sink in. We are the work of his hands. How special does that make us feel? So here's the thing. Considering everything that our Heavenly Father has done for us, it only seems right that we respond with praise and adoration. It's vital that we don't put our trust in earthly things, though. Let's be real here. Princes and powerful people might seem impressive, but they are just like you and me. At the end of the day, they are powerless to save us. Placing our hope in them is futile because, guess what? They're mortal beings just like us. They will take their last breath and return to the earth, and all their grand plans and schemes, they will amount to nothing. But here's the incredible news. Our God, the one we praise and sing about, is everlasting. He isn't bound by time or limited by our human frailties. His love and faithfulness endure forever. How incredible is that? While everything else in this world has an expiration date, God's love and faithfulness are eternal. So let us lift our hearts and voices in praise to the Lord. Let us declare his goodness and faithfulness every day. Let's express our gratitude for his amazing grace and deep love. Because honestly, what else can compare to the love and grace that our Heavenly Father showers up on us? As we navigate through life, let's never forget that we are his children, the work of his hands. And as his beloved children, we have the privilege and responsibility to praise his holy name with every fiber of our being. May our lives be a living testimony to his love and faithfulness as we continually give praise and glory to our God, the one who truly deserves it all.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for your unending love and faithfulness. As we go our separate ways, may your presence be with us, guiding our steps and filling our hearts with your peace. Bless us with strength, wisdom, and courage to face whatever lies ahead. May we always remember your love and walk in your ways. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Friends, as we conclude our reflections, let's pause to contemplate the incredible love of our Heavenly Father. His creations astound us, his love overwhelms us, and his faithfulness endures forever. In response to his boundless grace, let us offer him our heartfelt praise and adoration. May our lives be a testament to his love and faithfulness, shining brightly as his beloved children. Let us continue to lift our voices in praise, for our God deserves all honor and glory now and for all eternity. Thank you for joining us today as we explored these profound truths together. As we part ways, may you carry the blessings of understanding and inspiration with you. Until we meet again, may God's grace and peace be with you always. Don't forget to share the podcast with others who may benefit from these discussions. Take care and God bless.